Ron Guerin is an astronaut who flew on both the U.S. Space Shuttle and the Russian Soyuz spacecraft. He's also had a chance to talk to Richard Branson, and he joins us now to talk about that historic flight yesterday. Good morning, Ron. What'd you think of that yesterday?
Good morning, Bob. I thought it was spectacular. It was a spectacle.
Yeah, it's been
how much media they gave up to it.
Yeah, it's been called a publicity stunt that was inspiring, and I think that about sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
You've spent a little time with Richard Branson. What was your impression of him?
Yeah, I actually interviewed him about the flight. This was a while back. If you watch the video, which is you can see on my YouTube channel, it looks like it could have been done yesterday, but it was actually about 5 years ago. Talking about his upcoming flight that was always, a few months away, and I really think that he, is looking at it for the right reason, and that is to give people, as many people as possible, the opportunity to see the planet from that perspective, because it truly is transformative.
Now help me out on this. He reached actually the edge of space. We think of these space flights as orbital missions, but he reached an altitude. What was it? And in relation to how high we're flying when we're in a commercial airliner, tell us the difference.
Yeah, so he reached a little bit above 50 miles, which is what NASA defines as. When one of their astronauts flies above 50 miles, they call them flown. They float in space. The Kármán line is 62 miles, and that's the international definition of the beginning of space. But that's all artificial considerations. They saw the curvature of the Earth. They saw the thinness of the atmosphere. They saw the sky turn from blue to black. And orbital, though, when you mention orbital is not about altitude. It's about speed. And so they went about 3,500 miles per hour yesterday. To go orbital, you have to go 17,500 miles per hour. That's 5 miles a second. So that's the apples and oranges. SpaceX goes orbital. Virgin Galactic and Blue Origin, the Jeff Bezos' company, are suborbital. So they don't go to their orbital speed.
And what's the altitude that commercial airliners fly at?
They're about 40,000 feet, and so these guys are up above 200,000 feet. It is a much different view.
Yeah, that puts us in perspective. By the way, Ryan, you're not on the moon right now, are you? Because it sounds like it really gets me when the communication from outer space is better than some of our cell phones now. That's okay. The training, this is what I wanted to ask you about. We are familiar with astronaut training and going back to the right stuff, very rigorous and very lengthy. But when you're going up, as Branson did and as Bezos is going to do, how much training do you really have to do? Because much is being made now of making space accessible to everybody. Do you really need to be in great shape to do it?
Well, there is a physical aspect of it. There's G-forces, and then there's weightlessness, too, which you need to get some training for. But most of that training that you refer to with NASA is training to fly the spacecraft. To be able to overcome all the different emergencies that occur. So it's to some extent like the difference between training to be an airline pilot and learning how to put on your life preserver and fasten your seatbelt type thing. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but the training required to be a passenger is a lot different than to be an integral member of the crew.
So as an experienced test pilot with combat fighter experience, and you've flown on the shuttle, as we mentioned, also on the Russian Soyuz spacecraft, when you hear about these guys like Branson and Bezos going up, what do you think?
I think it's great. I think the more people that get to see the planet from that perspective, the better off we're all going to be on the Earth, and I think we're at the dawn of a new era of space travel. If we look back at the start of aviation, back in the early days, it was a very rare occurrence that somebody flew in an airplane and saw the Earth from the vantage point of the air. And I think in the next decade or two, hopefully, space travel will be as commonplace as air travel. We don't think twice about flying anywhere in the world right now on an aircraft, and hopefully it's the same way in the near future on a spacecraft.
Astronaut Ron Guerin, he hosts the Orbital Perspective podcast, and the book is The Orbital Perspective. Ron, appreciate your time this morning, and maybe you'll take me up in space one day.
All right. All right. It's a deal.
All right. Thank you.